Let us see the Tosfos on the Gemara we had learned yesterday. The bottom Tosfos, V'neichesh Dulma Trei Gitti Havi. The Gemara declares, that means we see in front of ourselves one get in two columns. V'neichesh Dulma Trei Gitti Havi. La'el Nami Chayshinin Legundalis U'posel. Also, before we're Chayish, maybe the Yevonim wrote differently than they normally wrote. And that is why both get an apostle. Ach al-gab de la'el talinin la'achsher. De parich v'liskarish hay. The Gemara asked, let us be machsher the second get. Maybe this is a different person. This Hosam mishum de iker raglaim ledova shechosam shem oviv tachas haget hasheni. There I have a hichochet that this is a different edus. Because why did the edus stretch over to the second get? So that's a right. It's another aid, or he's signing with his father's name, or he's using his father's name as a simen. So al koponim. So there the Gemara held, I have a hechoche that is Eidim under the second get. In Cain, all of Nami Chosam. But without any rayas, we're afraid of everything. Hochi Nami Ksheyesh Revach Melamailo. The Gemara had asked Akasha, maybe the left get was cut, maybe the right get was cut, and the Gemara said, that there's spaces, there's a border underneath the gitten, milamato, milamailo. So memele, so all these shoshes of gazie are not applicable because we see there's a lot of spaces and nothing was cut off. Mikan yesh la achshe gitten ushtorish ein ben revach klalo ilamailo v'lo ilamato. From this, from our Gemara, we see that there doesn't have to be a border at all. By us, we have a problem if there's no border, so maybe this is too gitten. But stamazoi, if we have a star in front of us, v'chei mash mekula shmaiten, d'resh get poshet. V'oma harab al-chonan, d'afilo hochi lo yecheshinen, shem meyachtech, ba'al ha-star min ha-shitin shol mailo. So memeila, so by every star, maybe there were some conditions written on top of the star, and the ba'al ha-star cut them off. Pishazman v'chol schus bala shtar hu lamaylo v'lo yachter schusay. So that it doesn't have to be chayish because on the top lines already you have this man and some mele, I don't have to cloud that he'll cut that off. V'dume imluchi imlech. The Gemara asked the kashim, fine, we see that this is one get, but it's still very odd that they were written in two columns. So the Gemara asks, so maybe after the first column was written, maybe he decided not to write again. He changed his mind. And later, when the second column was written, he changed his mind again to be goymed again. So what is the problem if he had first decided not to be megarish, pes pekuntres, shebitloy? If he had decided not to be going with the get, he was mevatel the get. V'shuv ein yoche lazer legarish boy. V'ein nire. Lav nachmen da oma achayse megarish boy ma'ikol ameim. How could the Gemara asks with such a pshites that the bitl haget should help? The bitl haget should help that it can't be used again. We had before machlikas Rav Nachman and Rav Sheishes. Rav Nachman al tchayz and megarish by. So what's the wise thing? Why is kakash and dumim luchi imlech? After lo he decided not to be megarish with his get, it doesn't become bottle. Mia oma harab Ezra hanovi de la'el shenigmar haget eni yochel levatloi avuk shloi nichtav kuloi meid Rav Nachman. So they bring down from Abul Chonan and Kaivit Sa'oris that the Lomdus is as follows. That if the get was written completely already, so it has a chshivis of a maise, and Layoso Dibor Umavatl Maisa. But Kozman, the get was not written completely. It only has a din of a Dibor, Baosi Dibor Mavatl Dibor. So Dibor would help to be Mavatl a get, which was not completely rewritten. That is Pshat and Rabel Zra Novi. Vo'oid Pirish, then Rashi says a second Pshat, the Havalik Mainichtav Beyoim Vinechtam Balaila. Rashi said, if we will assume, and that's how it would seem from the way the get has been written, that it was written in two stages. First, the first half of the get was written, and then later he decided not to be game of the get, and he changed his mind. So the havalik may nichtav bayoim v'nechtam balayla. So that means we cannot rely on this man that is written in the first column, since the chsime was done in a different maimed. So maybe the chsime was nichtav bayoim v'nechtam balayla. Ve'ein nireh. So Kaisa says, I don't think that there's such a chash. That is true. I see from the way the get is written, it was written in two different times. But if the two different times on the two different days, the Eidim and Chasma at the end, that means the Eidim should chasma on the second column if they see the date of the first column is a get mugdim. So they zicha won't chasma. Why should I think of such a thing? So kolchach if they chasma, so mistama takia there were two matzovim. He decided not to be going with the garrison. Then he changed his mind again. But al kolponim, there's nothing what to worry about nichtav bayim v'nechtam b'layla. So Taisvus does not like Rashi's pshat in the sugya. V'oimari, denira leforish, v'dulmem luchim imlach, v'shemo hischil lichtev haget l'shem ishacha. Maybe the sefer who wrote the get had decided to write it l'ishacha. V'nimlach, and then he changed his mind. That one didn't want to give a get. V'saymoy l'shemze, v'chigoyin sheshmoyseyem shovin. That means maybe there's two Yosef ben Shimon who have wives, Rochel ben Moshe, the two of them in town. Something is odd by this get, that I see, because there's two columns. So two columns spells out it was written in two different times. So why was it written two different times? So maybe the first half of the get was written for one Yosef ben Shimon to get his wife, Rochel bas Moshe. And then after the first column was written, that Yosef ben Shimon changed his mind. So he doesn't want to be Megarish anymore. Then the second Yosef ben Shimon finds out that there's a get which is kemat, almost finished, and he can get it for a bargain rate. It's just you have to finish the rest of it. So he grabs the opportunity, and they write a second column, and they're going with the get. That means Taisus has a problem. This whole kshash is only if there are two Yosef ben Shimons in town. According to Rameya, such a get is tam as a apostle without any kshashes, because it has to be mechiach mitoich aget, who is the megarish. So if there are two Yosef ben Shimons in town, you have to go back to the Zayde, Yosef ben Shimon ben Elchanan. It's only one of this chash anymore, because the other one won't use this get. His Eidah was not Elchana. So but the Gemara is going according to Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza, you don't need Muchach Mitoichoi. So Memela, that is Pshat in the Gemara's Kashe. The Chazanish doesn't ask directly on this Taisus, but he asks on the Sugya. It's a Meredike. It's a modern maise, because the Gemara says in Gittin Dav Beis Amet Beis, Tam Safri, the Daini Migma Gmiri. Lishmo, they all know. They all know Lishmo. So memele, so here I have a get, and so I should clear because of these two columns. I mean, this is I'm being chayished in not the din of lishmot. That means that the first half of the get was written for this yaisa ben shimon, and now somewhat nemaisa. Maybe talking about it, maybe getting dinus ayom and chayish muted to mute. Nice. Inami afilu karameya. Could be the Gemara is asking according to Rameya. Now, according to Rameya, so this chash bechlal is not shaykh, because if there's two Yosef ben Shimon's in town, so some of the apostles will get, you have to write Yosef ben Shimon ben Elchono. Ve'imlach koidim shem ha'ish ve'isha. That means that there's only one Yosef ben Shimon in town. But when the get was written, the get was written for Berl Ben Yaakov. That's why the get was written. That was the first husband that wanted to give the wife a get. And then, before the name was ever written, they decided he decided not to give the get. And then, so this get without a name, Yosef Ben Shimon took. So Mamela. So there's no problem of Muchach Mitaych, because there's only one Yosef ben Shimon in town. But maybe the get till the name Yosef ben Shimon was written for Berl ben Yaakov. The Marsha asks Akasha that if it's going according to Ramei, I got news for you. So there's no problem of Ksiva Lishmo. That's the Marsha's Kasha. Merdeke Kasha. So the Marsha answers, Taisus means could be also going according to Rameya. We had in the Gemara, the beginning of the first Perek, the Gemara wanted to say there's a Tana that holds in Ksiva Lishma, Ksima Lishma. So that's what Tosis means. The Gemara means according to that Tana. It's going according to Rameya and it Ksima Lishma and it Muchach Mitoicha, but it's also going according to the Tana that holds in Ksiva Lishma. That's what the Masha wants to say. Kula hai loy chashino. Kule Hailoi Chashinon, so the Gemara said, maybe in the middle of the Ksivus Aget he had changed his mind. So the Gemara said, no, you see that the first column ends with Arei At, and then the second column starts with Moteres, so it's not Mestaver that he changed his mind by the beginning of the second column when he was in the midst of writing at Moteres L'Chalodim. Aino davke le'imlach. That means, the Gemara only means to say that he changed his mind in the middle of this crucial sentence, that doesn't make sense. Benereyad le'moteres lo'ichashin, ava mikomokin be'inin she'erevach le'maylo le'mata. But we still need a revach, di'ilav hochi chashinindu me'gayiz lo'y b'yisraimid avereyad me'lamata me'teres le'maylo. This could be. That means you could have a reyat milamata materas milamailo, and could be it was too gitten, and it could be he cut off. So, that we still need. If it's a reyat milamata, even though it's a reyat milamata materas milamailo, it could be that's how the gitten were written, that's how we cut it off. Zok the Gemara weiter. Chosmu, we heard in the Mishnah, Chosmu Eidim Bereish Hadaf. We hear in the Mishnah started off by saying that if the Eidim wrote on top of the Daf, on top of the Neyor, that's not a good chsime. Writing your name on top doesn't mean anything. Frekte Gemore Eini Vohorav Chosim Min Hatzad. We know that Rav used to sign his name on the side. So you see, a chsime is not necessarily on the bottom. So just like the side is good, so the top should also be good. So the Gemara says, you're right. No, hosom b'shegagoi klape ksav. That was Rav wrote on the side. You can write in any direction. But the gag of the ois, let's say we have a dalit. So a dalit, so we have the gag of the dalit and the regal of the dalit. So the gag has to be facing the shtar. It can be on top of the shtar, it can be on the side of the shtar, but the gag has to be facing the shtar, so that means I'm
signing on this document. It can be from any direction. That what the Mishnah says, he wrote on top of the get, it's no good, means that the regel, that means he wrote on top of the get, he wrote a dalet on top of the get, that the regel of the dalet was facing the get. So then he's not writing on the get. Then he's writing on something else, but he's not writing on the get. So the Gemara Devayel wants to say that really the way I could find out if this person is signing on this document or not signing, you have to look where the top of his ksav is. If the top of his ksav, the gag of the ksav, is facing the document, that means he's signing on the document. Doesn't matter which direction it is, in the right, the left, the top, the bottom. But if the regel of the ksav is facing the document, so that means he's chasseling on something else, not on this document. That's what the Gemara wants to say now. In fact, the Gemara and Shuldik, if that's the case, Elohodik Tani, we learned further, it says, Hikif Roishai Shelzeh, Bitzad Roishai Shelzeh. We hear the case in the Mishnah, he had two gitten, and each get was upside down. That means the Roshay Shelzeh connected Roshay Shelzeh, and they wrote in the middle, and the Edom were in the middle. So it says it's no good. They the Mensch named Sulem Velezi Haiminayu Klapik Sab Veliskasha. Let us see which. That means like this. Till now we were learning you have to write on the bottom of the get. So the Mele, if the gets were written both. The Roshay Shelzeh connected Roshay Shelzeh. So the Mele, so however he's writing the Ksav, it's connected the Rosh, it's not connected the bottom of the get. But now you're telling me there's no such thing. You just have to see which get the gag of the Ksim is facing. So if there's two Roshim and they wrote their names between the two Roshim, so the Zicha signing on one of the two Gittin. So why are both Gittin puzzled? That's the Gemara's Kash. So the Tanik of Reishu Shoseh, but Sad Reishu Shoseh, the Eidim Behem Tzash Neim Psulim, the Lerze Hai Minayu Klapi Ksav Elis Kasha. Let us see which one is opposite the Ksav, let it become Kasha. So the Gemara says, Hosam Beromi Leike Ivre. The signature is like a bridge. It's not going horizontally together with the flow of the get. It's going vertically. So, on which get it's going? It's going on nothing. It's not going on any of the gitten. So that is why both gitten are puzzled. He hachik. So we must, oh, that's pshat the Mishnah. So let's go further the Mishnah. Seifa diktoni roishai shelzeh bitzad seifa shelzeh. We had two gitten, and one get we have, let's say the top get is upside down. So you have roishai shelzeh. And the bottom bitzad seifa shelzeh, bottom get is also upside down. So the supporter, so you have the soif of the bottom get facing the rosh of the top get. So there it says, "Va'edim be'emtza esheidim nikrin besoifai kosha." If the aid that get that the edim you could line the edim which is mechumen connected the soif and get kosha. V'ida rami ke'ivre. If you're telling me it's going vertically. Dichsime lava hadi hai mikri lava hadi hai mikri. So the way you're telling me pshat, so the sefer doesn't have any pshat. Roishu shelzeh mitzat sefer shelzeh. So we have to say that it means that it was written horizontally. So we're back where we started from. So the Gemara answers Ella Rav bediski habechosim. So the Gemara says as follows. That, really, if someone wants to chasma on a document, he wants to be there, he has to write underneath the document. You can't write on the side, you can't write on the top, you have to write on the bottom of the document. Then it's Edis. you asked the kasha Rav Chosam on the side. That wasn't speaking about the Eidus. Rav sent a hazmona to a Baal Din. He should come to a Din Torah. So Rav wrote a signature. He said, no, I want you to come. No, so for hazmona to a Din Torah, so there's no Hilchus Eidus. So there, his signature on the side also meant something, that the Baal Dover should come. But in Hilchus Eidus, you have to write on the bottom of the document in order that it should be a kosher Eidus. Zot Rashi, Zot Rashi, Bishagagai shel chsime, the top of the oisiyos, klape ksav haget. It is facing, it is opposite the ksav of the get. Hai vadai al get ze chosam. So then he zikha chasmed on this get. Umas nisin, the Mishneh, Bisharaglai achsime klape ksav haget. The Mishnah is speaking about that the raglei hachsima are opposite the ksavaget. Iklamei meshema lamayla meisa chsima ayikosav shtava olav chosmu eidim. That means, so if the raglei hachsima are facing the document, then they're not chosim on that document. So the Gemara says, so if you have two roshim, lechzi haiminayu gagu klape ksavel is kasha. The vade olav chosmu. The kasalke daitach, the Gemara understood, sheidim chosmin bereiche vaklav. They are chasmening the width of the cloth, they're chasmening horizontally, kiseidek sava gitten, just like the gitten are written. So the Gemara answers, the romalu ki ivre. No, the chsime is similar to a bridge. Haedim mutolim ben shnei agitin kibriach, like a bolt. Roshei shitois shel chsime mechabrim agitin. The roshei shitois of the chsime are bringing together the gitten. Kebriach hadeles, like the a bolt of a door. Shenim sheches ba'avir ha-pesach, when there's an opening there, so the bolt locks the door. Kachem nimshochim bein avir shnei agitin. They are going in the direction of the Ava between the two gitten. So the Gemara says, no, the emes is that in order for a chsime to be a good chsime, you have to write underneath the get. Al rav ki chosim min hatzad loy begitten veloy beshtaris al bediske shaya mazmin anoshim ledin lefonov. When he was inviting or calling people to come to Adin Torah Lefonov. Va'asayfa koysev lahem igeres hazmona bishmoy. The Sayfa wrote a nusach that Yomuzman Ladin. Fulchoysev, and he chasves on it, pomim in atzad, ve'ein hakpode bekach, there's no problem that in an ashtar hazmona, there's no problem in which direction his name was written. Now let us go back to Daf Pezayin Amud Beis. There's a Tosfos we have skipped over. Chosmu. Chosmu Eidim Bereish Hadaf. Next to the last Tosfos on Pezayin Amud Beis. Chosmu Eidim Bereish Hadaf. Ve'im Toimer. Amai Itzterech. Lemisni Seife. Hikif roishay shel ze bitzad roishay shel ze v'shneyem psulim haynu b'roish adaf. Like Tosfos, the Mishnah is repetitious. The Mishnah started off by saying that if the Eidus is written on b'roish adaf, so it's not good. So now later the Mishnah says, if you have the two roshim are one facing the other and you have Eidus in the middle, so the Mishnah says it's no good. Well, you said before that achsime b'roish is no good. So why do you have to tell us another case in the halach is the same? V'yeshloime d'itzach lemifsel gagoy shaleidim kineged gagoy shal ksav. למאי דמסקינה בגמוד לאירי ברומי כי עברי. So Taisvah says, Lafia Emes, the second Bava is telling us Anuchidish. The first Bava of the Mishnah is telling us he wrote Beroish, Chos Maidem Beroish Adaf, means he wrote his signature, and there, Raglai Shel Chasimosoi is facing the get. So that's Poshut. So that's the first din. If you have the top of the Chasime is not facing the get, the regal of the chsim is facing the get, so then that's no good. Case number two in the Mishnah is that you have Roshay Shalzeh, Keneged Roshay Shalzeh, and now they wrote their name. Now, in the second case, you have Gagoy Shel Chsimosom is Mechuvit Keneged one of the Gittin. It's Roshay Taker. So I would think that is good. Ditzach lemitzel gage shel edim kineged gage shel ksav. Lamai de maskine begmorad layayri berome ki yivre. The Gemara says it's not speaking about that it was like a bridge. The mahach elay shaminam from the first bav in the Mishnah we can only figure out elasharag lechsimis edim kineged gage ksav. This is telling us, the first Bava is telling us, Raglich Simisaidim Keneged Gaga Ksav is no good. And now the second Bava is telling us, Gagach Simisaidim Keneged Gaga Ksav is also no good. Now, this is a new problem. So if you're telling me that the first Bava is telling me, Raglich Simisaidim Keneged Ksav is no good, I don't need that. I can figure that out from the second Bava. In the second Bava that it says that you have the Ksav, Roshay Shalzeh, Keneged Roshay Shalzeh, so Keneged one get, you have Raglai Chsimosoi, Keneged Gaga Ksav, Gabi Yodi get, you have Gag Chsimosoi, Keneged Gaga Ksav, and it says both getting are no good. So now we're back, why do you need the first case? Yeah. So why do you need the first case? Could we need the first case? Maybe there's a new story. If you have two gittin, and on one get it doesn't go, so then I assume it doesn't go on the other get also. Avol hoche. But in the first case of the Mishnah, the ein kan ele get echod, im keim vadi kaim aleich simazu. So that's why I need the first case to tell me that even there's only one get, I also don't say that the chsime is going on the get. And then the second bava is telling me, even though I have Gaga Yisholzeh, Keneged Gaga Yisholzeh. It's also no good. The Sefer, the Sefer, the Roshay Sholzeh, Bitzad Sefer Sholzeh Itzperech, Lashminon. So what is the Chiddush over there? The Loiposli Mitam Dechiechid Lekaima Ahai Lekaima Ahai. This is coming to tell us that maybe, since it's loikaimi on one get, so it's loikaimi on the other get also, and Roshay Shalzeh Bitzad Seifi also shouldn't help. Ula Rashi Degoras Mikore Seifi Shalzeh Bitzad Seifi Shizel Avetzorech Seifi De Seifi Udachol Gavni Mashmienu V'yeshvon Legal Sila B'gmor Nami Leimai Sila. Let us go further on Daf Peches. Gert Shekos Ivris V'chulu Ksav Soifer V'eid Kosher. So there are two ways how to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. One way we could learn Pshat, Kipshutai, that you have a get with the, which was written by the Soifer, and you have one eight Chosam Olok, and we assume that the Sefer wrote the get has a Teres Eid, so he's one Eid on the Rotz Nabal Legarish, by writing the get, he's saying Eidus. And then we have the Eid, Hachosam Olov, and he's the second Eid. That's how, that's, we could learn Pshat like this. Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah, but Rabbi Yirmiyah said, no, that is not Pshat in the Mishnah. Chasam Sofer Shaninu. That what it says, Ksav Sofer Ve'eid, means that the Sofer chasmed also. We have a Sofer who wrote the get. His name is Yosef ben Shimon. He signed on the get also. Then someone else also signed in the get, and that is kosher. Is Khan Shoyel Aben, so what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? So you have two Eidim on a get. What's the problem that that the Sofer is one of the Eidim? You can't have a Sofer and Eidim. Sofer the fine Eid. So the problem is, and we heard this in the Gemara before, and that's, there's a big problem. The Gemara says that when you see that the Sofer is an aid on the get, there's something to be afraid of. Maybe the Bailim made two people shluchim to appoint this Sofer to write the get, and to appoint two other aidim to chasma on the get. And they wanted to do what the Baal sent them to do. So they come to the Sofer. They ask the Sofer, we want you to write the get for the Baal. Then the Sofer gets very curious, who's going to be the aid? So this question is not only asked mitoich curiosity. This question, there's a lot behind this question. That means the Sofer knows that an aid on a get, you have to be a kosher aid. I mean, this is, I once heard that, once the Briskerov made Chasna, one of his children, Ramechel Feinstein, I think, so who was the aid? Rabbi Lazar Shach was the aid. Boches, he gave someone else the aid. I mean, that's the most important part of the marriage. Some Mele, you give it to the most Elohim. I get about the givis. We have to be matranashasi. She's zicha need an elachayid to be an eight. So these two shluchim will, when the sefer will ask them a question, and who is he appointing for an eight? And then they'll tell him, Beryl. He'll start fuming. Beryl is a more elachayid than me. So they don't want to get into this whole thing. So in order to, they'll start stuttering, you're the aid also, you're one of the aidim. They'll save this to save face and not to insult the Sofer. Maybe they're not insulting the Sofer, but they're creating a postal get, because the Baal did not want the Sofer to be the aid. You're insulted, not insulted, he didn't want him to be the aid. So therefore, there's a meiridike svara to say, some sefer ve'eid is very dangerous. Could very well be that this sefer, who is an aid, he's an aid not because the Baal wanted him to be an aid, nor because the shluchim who appointed him were ashamed to say that he wasn't made an aid. So it's takibita, so why is some sefer ve'eid good? Some sefer ve'eid is good according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that Oime Imru is no good. You can never appoint a sefer, you can never appoint an aid through a shliach. The Baal has to come b'chvoidai ba'atzmai to appoint them. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that Oime Imru is no good, Mila Lamemslu shliach is no good, so you have nothing what to be afraid of. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is, some Sofer, the aid is good, because Eime Imru is no good. So the Gemara says, it's going according to Rav Yosi. Mavchizda homoni Rav Yosi. What does Rashi say? Some Sofer, Eime Dechot, Shaninu, B'mishnah, Sein, and the Kosher. The Havalahu Beis Eidim. Now we have two Eidim Chsumim on the get. Pashvi'ino Masnisen Bloich Hashina LeMeima. We are not afraid Habal Eitzive Sheyachtem HaSeifa, the Baal never wanted that this Seifa should chasme. Elo Omar Lishnayim, he told two people, Imru LeSeifa Pleini V'Yichtoiv, Ola Pleini U'Pleini V'Yachtoimu. V'choshu Hanach Shluchim, and these Shluchim were afraid, L'Kisufa D'Safra, that he's going to be very embarrassed, and so they couldn't say differently. V'achtamua, and they said, you're one of the Eidim, yeah. L'Holoi Chashina, we're not afraid of this. The mission is going according to Rabbi Yossi. You can't appoint a sefer through shluchim. You can't point edim through shluchim. The Baal has to do bekvaydei ba'atzmai. So if the Baal comes and he tells the sefer, I want you to be the sefer. The sefer looks him straight in the eyes and who's going to be the aid? And the Baal says, you. So he said it, finished. The Baal said you, so it's finished. So he appointed him an aid. So this problem is non-existent anymore. So according to Rabbi Yossi, if we see a get some sefer ve'eid, it's a kosher get, because according to Rabbi Yossi, the problem of chasmening the chasimus ha-sefer without being appointed by the Baal is non-existent. Zok the Gemara weiter, ha-hi ksubas chasanim. The osi lekamei derababo. There was a ksuba of a chosm. The osi lekamei derababo. Da viyodile le toifso ulechsimish yoda dachatzad. This was a kosher ksuba. It was written with, there was a ksuba with two eidim on it. And now they wanted to be mekayim the ksuba. They wanted to be mekayim the mal was maritz, mezif the ksuba. So anyway, the wanted to be mekayim this ksuba. So their mazel, they could only find someone who recognized the chsima of one of the eidim, and they also recognized the handwriting of the sefer. So even though in the etzem ksuba you have two eidim on the ksuba, but when it's coming to kiyum, they only could be mekayim the ksav sefer and one eid. For Kiyum. They came to Rav Abo. They recognized the handwriting of the Sefer, Ulechsimis Yoda de Chatzade, Sover Lachshuras. You want to say it's a good Kiyum. I mean, we have here Mekayim, the Ksav Sefer, and the Dost. Omer Le Rav Yirmiye, and Shuldik Chesam Sefer Shaninu, can never rely on the Seifa as an eight, so you only were Mekayim 1 8, so it's not a good key. Zot Rashi, Daviyodi Letufse de Shtore, Sheyumakirim, they recognize Ksivas HaSeifa, Vachsimes Eidechot, they recognize the handwriting of the Seifa, and the handwriting of one of the eight, Leyumakirim Ksimes HaSheini. Let us see Tosfos. Amar Rabbi Yirmiye Chesam Sefer Shaninu. Mashme, Ta'aloche ke Rabbi Yirmiye, Mide Maise, Mide Rabbi Yirmiye, Hu Huvde, there was a Maise, they wanted a Kasha, the Kiyam Aksube, and Rabbi Yirmiye said, Anshuldik, Chesam Sefer Shaninu. Mashme, Dochi Kaimlo, so it seems that that's how we pass on Aloche, we had a Machlekes before, Rabbi Shmuel, Ksav Sefer. Nochi kaimu chsam sefer beit kosher bishar shtores. Now let us put the shar shtores on the side. But seems we paskin chsam sefer ve'eid is kosher. Uksav sefer ve'eid posel. And since the Gemara brings Rabbi Yirmiye, so we see that ksav sefer ve'eid is posel. Afilu b'sefer muvik. We heard before that Shmuel said a Sefer Muvik, if a Sefer Muvik writes a get, so that means the Baal told him to write the get, there's no Sofik in our mind, so this is 1 8. A Sefer Muvik, maybe he was practicing it, but a Sefer Muvik, if he writes the get, Elzicha was written, through the Tzivi Abal, so Shmuel said it's kosher lechatchila By gitten ben ksav soife veit. But we don't pass can like Shmuel. It seems to my Gemara. I mean, there was a Rabbi Yirmiyah said over here, ksav soife shanino, there's no such thing that ksav soife is good. So we don't pass can like Shmuel. A mikoma came, period. So my mailer, so from our Gemara seems we pass can like Rabbi Yirmiyah. In mekoma kemein lahachsher sam seifer ve'eid begitten mekoyach Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Tosfos says, well, if we pass can like Rabbi Yirmiyah, so kaponim sam seifer ve'eid is good. So lechol ha'meiroi b'soi perik iskabu d'mach shribay me'imru, yesh livsoch sam seifer ve'eid, shum d'nofik minei chube k'da'om ha'hosom. He says, but this is a whole tumult. Do we paskin that Imru is not good? There's a multitude of Amayroim. Rabbi Yossi holds Imru is no good. But there's a multitude of Amayroim that say Imru is good. The minute we say Imru is good, then we can't be Marshach Sam Sefer the Eid, because maybe the Shluchim, they made the Sefer to Shluchim, and maybe they didn't want to embarrass the Sefer. So La Haloche, so Tosfos is now making is being mevara all the Haloches. La Haloche, we pass Kanoima Imru is good. So we pass Kanoima Imru is good. So Sam Sefer Ve'eid by Get cannot be good. Can't be good because we have something to be afraid of. Maybe the Sefer was an Eid because the Shluchim were embarrassed to say others are Eidim. So by get it's no good. Ksav Sefer Ve'eid is also no good because we paskin like Rabbi Yirmiyah over here, and Ksav Sefer Ve'eid is no good. So Tosfos says, but Ksav Sefer Ve'eid will be kosher Bishar Shtoris. Bishar Shtoris, Ksav Sefer Ve'eid will be good. Is Kan Shoyel Aben, what is the difference? Shar Shtoris and the Get. The Kabbalah Samuel says Klo Bayos, that there is a difference of Shar Shtoris and Get. Could be the whole Shash of Kisufa is only by a Get. Could be, because that a Get is a Kovet. I mean, it's a real serious thing. I mean, you have to be matra neshusish. So you have to make sure the aid is a kosher aid. We're playing around with Yisrei D'Raisa. By a shtar alvah, I mean, it's not so, let me just tell you a very interesting shaila that Tumim brings down. The Tumim Klazer, he brings down from someone a Shaila. Someone by profession was a Gamif. He's a Gamif. No one knew about it. But he was a Gamif. And when it came to Edis, the Bezin didn't know he was a Gamif. Now, Reuven comes over to Shimon. And he says, I lent you $1,000. And this person who's the Gamif by profession was there. He saw it. And the other person was there. Shimon says, I never borrowed a penny. Now this Ganef insulted him very much. I mean, he still, that's his profession. But Yenish should be Makrish. I mean, he saw with his own eyes. So the Tumim is a Shaila, is he allowed to go to Bezin and say Eidus? Why? Perhaps ignorance is bliss. Bezin, he saw. He taka borrowed $1,000. He's telling the truth. He knows he saw him borrowed $1,000. If Bezin would know he's a Ganif, so Bezin would not accept his Eidus. But Bezin doesn't know. So Bezin doesn't know. So Memele, so could be he's allowed to come to Bezin and say Eidus, that he borrowed the money. But Bezin doesn't know and bother them. Al Kaponim, we see such a concept by Mominus. There, the criteria that he doesn't have to be a tzaddik ader, that he did to an avera to be a kosher eider. If he's saying he borrowed and thus, it's not ekvelt. So there could be that we're not afraid that the Sefer will feel insulted that he wasn't chosen for an aid, because by Dinei Momonos it's not such a big thing. By a get, it's a big thing to have an Eloch aid. Could be that is what Tosfos means. I couldn't find someone should say Pshat and Tosfos, but perhaps this is Pshat and Tosfos.